I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City Update on 1320WILS.com. Lansing Community College standing behind its claims that it has been in talks with the city for more than a year over the Oliver Towers property after Davenport University withdrew from its land swap agreement with the city. LCC Vice President Lisa Webb Sharp today on WILS.
The assertion that we didn't have any interest and we were just interested because Davenport was there or showed an interest just flat out isn't true.
And Davenport President Richard Pappas tells WILS's Tony Conley.
We're not angry about it. We've decided to look elsewhere so that a community would really want our investment.
Several businesses on Saginaw Highway closing for good or nearing that point, including a local ice cream shop.
I think the cow got hit by the road construction.
James Fowles on WILS owns the Utter Creamery. Road construction getting the blame for those companies on Lansing's west side losing money this year. Fowles says he didn't owe any money but still didn't get any help.
Thanks. Still wouldn't loan me money on my business or on personal real estate that we own. It was more or less, you had a bank foreclosure on your home and we live in Michigan and your credit score isn't good enough.
More details being released into an early morning accident in Hazlet. Meridian Township Police say a 17-year-old was driving a car that crashed into a tree on Zimmer Road at around 4:30 this morning before being airlifted to Sparrow Hospital. Zimmer was shut down for more than 4 hours. The Occupy Lansing protest set for tomorrow at the state capitol to shoot off of Occupy Wall Street. Group member Jamel Dean on WILS today says his agenda is not people making money from a good idea.
It's the fact that corporations and businesses take advantage of their workers and don't really let the money trickle down as a lot of the tax laws have been designed to do.
Police in West Michigan mourning the loss of 41-year-old Walker officer Trevor Slott, who was fatally hit by a car containing two suspected bank robbers while setting up stop sticks on I-96 northwest of Grand Rapids. The suspects were then shot and killed during a shootout with police. Walker Police Chief Catherine Garcia Lindstrom.
He was an exceptional officer. We were very, very proud of him, and he's definitely going to be missed.
Legislation making big changes to Michigan's no-fault auto insurance law getting approved by a House committee, but not all statewide organizations are approving it. Laura Apple from the Michigan Health and Hospital Association on WILS.
It simply moves the responsibility for caring for folks after about the $250,000 mark off into litigation or Medicaid.
Some organizations giving a thumbs down to Governor Snyder's signing of the partial birth abortion ban into law. Sarah Scranton from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan tells WILS's Michael Cohen that while it may not overturn Roe versus Wade,
what you're seeing is chipping away at the right to an abortion. And pretty soon, if this continues, it's not going to matter whether it's legal or not because the access is not going to be there.
Huge sports weekend at MSU. Students on campus speaking with WILS while gearing up for the Gridiron Showdown tomorrow between the Spartans and Wolverines.
We go all the way back just messing with each other, trying to like mess with our statue, so we're going to win.
And it'll be a late night tonight for basketball fans attending Midnight Madness at the Breslin Center. Head coach Tom Izzo on WILS hoping for a better year than last.
I think we got a lot of pieces. We just put them together in a short period of time.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. I am Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.